Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
So, thanks. We had to upgrade our plan. So we got so many text messages yesterday that we now are paying 25 cents per text message to 402-403-9478 for all the texts and your birthdays and all that stuff for Dana next time she's in. We've got a lot to choose from. So this is awesome. You guys keep them coming. If you missed it, listen to our episode yesterday and you'll understand what we're talking
about. I think maybe we should try and figure out a way because she's going to try to be in the last Wednesday of the month. Is when we're going to be recording with her.
Sweet. Okay.
So on the regular. So we'll let you, we'll remind you and probably on social media as well.
That'll work.
If you would like to put your birthday in, you can do that. And then she can tell you what she's like she did for us. It was really fun because we had her do everybody's numbers, birthday and month for our team. And our team was blown away.
I mean, insanely blown away. I figured they would be. First of all, I was blown away that they actually listened to our podcast. But then on the other side of it, I was blown away just that how she nailed everybody. Yep. It was just craziness.
It was great. And it was a lot of fun. So, yes, thank you for all of your recognition as well and paying attention and listening to it. We so appreciate it.
It was awesome.
And so does Deanna. Deanna's fantastic. So now we're going to go to our text messages and emails and such.
Well,
what do you got?
Other than just all the birthdays, we did get a few. Brittany had sent us a text, 402-403-9478. I think she'd sent it in before, but got lost in the fray, apparently.
Okay.
She just said, hey, I sent this in already, but I'm sending it again anyway because I needed to make sure you guys know why chainsaws were invented. Please tell me you Googled it. So as soon as I thought, I'm like, what? I don't remember seeing this, but okay. I didn't Google it. You Googled it.
Yeah.
Why were chainsaws invented other than to cut wood?
Well, you know what's really weird is I've seen that come up in a meme before. Like when you type in the word why or what or how, mm-hmm. and then you see what the autocomplete is.
Right.
Right. And why were chainsaws invented has come up before. I haven't taken it the next step. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Until today.
Until today.
Here's why chainsaws were invented, if you're ready for this. When you hear the word chainsaw, you probably think about lumberjacks. Chances are childbirth is not something that springs to mind.
You could probably just stop right there. I can't even imagine.
Chainsaws were not originally made for chopping wood. It's true. Yet medics are now reminding people about where chainsaws really originate from, which might it might make you a little queasy. It turns out they were actually invented for helping bring babies into the world. And this is before the use. Before the use of a C-section. This is before they had that procedure. And if the baby couldn't pass through because of the pelvic bones, right? And if why the C-section, right? So instead, what they would do, and it was teeny tiny. It wasn't like a monster chainsaw. Okay,
it doesn't matter.
It was little.
It doesn't matter.
But what they would do is they would use it to remove part of the bone.
Oh my God, stop. That first person, I can picture her now. The woman. First of all, at that point, if you're a female back then and you let a penis anywhere near you, you're crazy. But if you did and it happened and then it got to that point where like, hey, Rhonda, we're going to have to cut out some of your whatever. She looked up and she goes, you're going to go right in my stomach and we're going to call it a C-section.
Nobody,
it's going to be the first thing ever invented.
If they would have just asked her first.
Yes.
Right?
She was like, no, you're not. You're not going in there. You're going to make a new hole.
It was
awful.
It was two doctors in the 1780s. So up until that point, there were people dying. Yeah. That's why dying in childbirth.
So 1780s, because there was the only pain actually medicine-ish kind of would have been alcohol, would have been whiskey. I mean anything. Oh my God, that'd be torture, absolute torture.
So before that, I imagine they had to do probably they did something else. It says that the procedure itself had been done before. was first invented in 1597 for breaking off piece of that bone. In 1597 was when it, and there's a name for it.
What is it called? Itis.
That was when it first, and then these doctors came up with this idea to do it easier than the way that
I'm sure it was a dude doctor too, probably.
Yeah, but it was Jeff and John, I think. Yeah, or
right.
And James.
If we needed more reasons to think, to solidify the fact that women are incredible from everything they deal with every month, every day, now this is what was in their past, you've got to be kidding me.
It's just crazy.
But think about, where we are now with medicine is incredible. Obviously, you know, that doesn't need to be said. But rewind it to the 17 whatevers back in torture days.
Oh.
And I saw a show on, and it was actually Hulu, and it was, I don't know what the name of the show was, but it would take like famous deaths, or like, I think Houdini was one of them.
Yeah.
And they just looked into the death, and they had like a doctor, they had a morgatician, what are they called?
Mortician.
Thank you. Mortician.
Morgatician.
They had all these different whatever aspects of the medical community covered.
So from being born to death.
Yes,
dead.
All that, the whole thing.
Everything in between.
And okay. One of them was Brittany Murphy.
Remember, oh, yeah.
Her? Yeah, and they just went over through her, and how that she technically died of pneumonia, like a blood infection. And they talked about how in the 1800s, how blood infections were dealt with. And one of them was, which is right along the lines of this, mm-hmm. but still not as bad as this, was that doctors would drill holes into your skull to relieve what they thought was pressure. It was really just blood infection, but in pressure in your skull. And then 90% of the people died of infections because of an open wound. But they would hold them down and drill into their skull.
Because they didn't know how to knock them out yet.
They didn't. Right. It was unbelievable. So,
wow.
How medicine has advanced is amazing.
Oh, thank God it has.
Thank God it has.
But really, when you bring up Brittany Murphy, though, too, I just watched a show about her not too long ago. Because I'd forgotten about all the details surrounding the mystery around mm-hmm. her death and then her husband's.
Oh, it was. And after watching this show, 100% was her mom, Munchausen by proxy.
Oh, yeah.
And it was such a severe case that it was her as an adult, Brittany Murphy as an adult, and then Brittany Murphy's husband, because after Brittany Murphy died, remember, 8 months later, Simon Monjak died of the same thing. And she didn't, the mother, he was living with the mom still mm-hmm. because she was taking care of him, blah, 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 and never called the doctor, never anything.
Right.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah,
there was something really creepy going on.
I don't even know where she is now, the mom.
I wonder where she is. That's interesting. Yeah, I wonder where she is. But yeah, the medical thing, that's some of the stuff that people tried is just, it's just crazy in order to really, remember we talked about, wasn't it George Washington and how he died?
He
bled to death because he was a blood infection.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time,
bloodletting was a big deal.
They would let blood.
Yeah.
And so he ran out of blood. He literally.
Because they didn't know, like, there's only 8 liters in there
right.
or whatever.
They didn't know. But according to the doctors, that was the common practice mm-hmm. was to.
So
for
you
some
wonder,
reason, it's like changing the oil or something.
So you wonder 100 years from now, are they going to say, oh my God, I can't believe those idiots back in 2021 did blah, blah, blah. I'm sure they will at some point.
Oh, I'm sure 2020 will come up.
Oh, somewhere. I'm sure they will.
I'm sure.
Oh, I know it already has in your little pool, your little swimming hole.
In my end of the pool.
Oh, yes, it has. Man.
You made me also think too of, you're talking about Hulu TV shows. I ran across the show yesterday. I think it just started and it's called Assembly Required.
Yeah.
It's Tim the Toolman Taylor and his sidekick.
Al.
But in their real life names, and I can't think of their... Carnes. Isn't that his name?
Yeah. Tim Allen and...
Something Carnes.
Is it Tim Carnes? Allen Carnes?
You might Google that.
I'll Google that.
Anyway, they have a new show called Assembly Required, and it's a competition. And I don't know where it goes. I've only watched, but I started watching the first episode. Let's just go there. And then I had other things I had to do, but I'm like, I'm watching this. This is going to be good. Because they are very much the same characters.
Richard
Carnes. And hilarious. They're hilarious. And people send in videos, mostly. It looks like it's all guys, and you're going to know why. Because they could also name this is Why Women Live Longer. the show is about they're giving instructions to build something.
Okay.
And so they each do it in their own shop. So these are the DIYers.
That's a great idea for a show. That's funny.
It's very good. And then the guys were watching them, you know, do the different things, trying to complete, like they think they had a certain amount of time that they had to do X, Y, and Z.
That's awesome. That's a great idea.
And then offering color commentary on the side.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Which is hilarious. It is so funny. So I can't wait to watch more of that one. But that... I was glad to see him back. I miss his humor.
I know. So do I. I just love that show.
Yes.
TBT
absolutely.
To that show.
I know. Seriously. Good show. Oh, both of his shows, honestly.
Yeah. I never watched the second one.
The second one's very good too. It's yeah. exactly the same. And sometimes, and they break down that fourth wall every once in a while because they would reference his other family on occasion. Because
oh.
the other.
Oh, you know, that's pretty funny. Yeah.
And the Tim the Tool Man, he had the two boys. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, he's got girls.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
And there were some veiled references to raising girls or raising boys. But yeah, I like
I miss those, both those shows. I'm not a huge sitcom watcher anymore.
No, I'm not.
But I do miss those sitcoms from that era.
Yeah.
And it, yeah. it made me think a lot about it too when with Hollywood Raw had their episode with Jodie Sweetin that just released a couple days ago. She was Stephanie Tanner from Full House.
The
and
youngest
Fuller House.
Daughter.
It's middle daughter.
Middle daughter.
Because the younger right.
middle,
daughter were the
right.
train wreck
that's
twins.
Right. The twins. Oh, God.
Train wreck twins.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Did they talk to her about the twins?
They did. And she just said, I don't. She goes, why do people. And it was a good, really good point. She hadn't talked to him for years. And they didn't want to be part of
what
Fuller House.
What are their
flipping names? Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Thank you.
And she said, and it's a totally good point. She's like, nobody goes to a family reunion or whatever reunion and says, you're not playing soccer anymore. Why aren't you playing soccer? Well, I played soccer when I was 7. I don't play soccer anymore. It's like, these girls were actresses on this show and they didn't want to be part of it anymore. And everybody just let, people just won't back off. But I think they're still weirdos,
well,
but that was
I'm
a good
sorry,
point.
But Little House on the Prairie embraces it.
Right. Because they're not weirdos. At least not that we know.
Those girls and guys probably, but those girls still relishing that. I mean, honestly,
yeah.
think about it. Cause it's kind of like we've talked before about singers that perform in concert and they don't do the song that brought them to the dance.
Right.
It's the one that everybody loves because they're tired of singing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, but dude, that's what.
I would ride that pony and choke it all the way to the end. It's like, whatever.
That's
get
what
me
made
over.
People love you.
Right.
Just give it to him. You know?
Right. Where would Bon Jovi be if he'd never played any of his old hits?
Oh, my God. We're only going to do all new stuff. Boring.
Yeah. And when Eric Church came to Omaha a couple years ago, he kicked off his tour here with back-to-back nights and only played two old songs. The rest, now looking back, those songs are all great because we're used to them. But at the time, they were all new.
Yep. Exactly.
Janelle just texted in at 402-403-9478. Says, it's Janelle. I got you, Pat. So she gave me the name up front. I like that.
Nice.
I'm with you guys, age-ish. I got 13 on the older than dirt quiz. 13? Okay, we had the older than dirt quiz a couple episodes ago.
Very good.
S&H green stamps. I used to fill the books for my mom, as did we.
Yeah.
You were asking where you redeemed them. I'm not 100% sure, but my guess is we're Safeway or Hinky Dinky. I live in Lincoln. Would love to know the answer. Ooh, so she lives in Lincoln. My wife's first job was at Hinky Dinky. Still has her shirt.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and she says, I adore you too. Thank you very much, Janelle. Hinky Dinky used to also be on 24th and St. Mary, which
downtown.
Was like downtown. There was a gym.
Really?
There was a gym. Okay, here's the deal. When I used to work, the radio station would be on 10th and Farnham.
Yeah.
And I'd work with Scotty at night. And we were sharing a part-time salary, like a zero money. But our one perk, we had a free gym membership at Park Avenue Health Club. Absolutely the sketchiest. And it was known, okay.
Health club, right? In quotes, health club?
100%. So I got to walk gingerly here. It was known for, I don't know how to say it, without saying it was known as a gay health club.
I
went in there and everybody was dudes and they were all wearing biker shorts all the time. Like I'm like, whatever, just
like
working out.
It was more like a club.
We had a line of people to spot
than
me.
A health club.
It's like, right. It was more of a club than a health club. Like, I didn't know how to say that without, I'm not, it just is what it is.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
So anyway, there was one point when I finally, people told me that all the time. Like, whatever, just go there, work out, I leave.
The sub waits there.
Until one time I was in the little club house area. And I got done working out. So I was sweaty. I'm walking into the locker room. There's another dude in there, just got there, full suit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, what's up? How's it going? Blah, blah, blah. Walked by, went to the little back area, got undressed, put my towel on, and I walked into the shower. The guy who just got there with the suit on was already standing in the shower. Mm. Like, you guarantee you did not work out at all.
I was going to say, you don't shower first.
So I went and got in the hot tub for a minute until I saw him on the elliptical. Just didn't want to make it uncomfortable for the guy.
This was in the 90s.
This is in the 90s, way back then.
Just to.
So right next to that was Hinky Dinky.
I can't believe there was a Hinky Dinky there.
Hinky Dinky and their deli. 24th and St. Mary, yep. And I think now it went from Hinky Dinky, changed to Jubilee Foods. Hmm. And then now it's something else. I'm not sure. I think it's a grocery store, but something else. Anyway, so their deli Scott and I would go there after we'd go to the gym and we'd get at the deli, and like on Tuesdays it was macaroni and cheese and whatever. Oh, and it was meatloaf, macaroni and cheese, and green beans for like $2.99.
So this one was meatloaf.
This one lady, we went in and ordered our food and she couldn't find a spoon for the mac and cheese. So she literally took her gloved hand and took handfuls of mac and cheese, changed her glove, new glove, handful of beans in each tray, took the glove. What? And then at the end, Scott, he had the second one. I was getting filled up first and he was second. At the end, he's like, you don't even need to change your glove. I'll be eating the mac and cheese and the beans. And then it's like, okay.
I don't mind if my food touches. Is that what you're saying? But you couldn't get the mac and cheese and the beans.
No.
Come on.
It was awesome.
Oh my God.
So that's my little hinky dinky. Other than my wife's first job, that's my hinky dinky memory.
Hinky dinky. Is hinky dinky still around even? I don't think they are.
I don't think so.
I got to Google that.
I don't think so.
I already Googled.
Why are chainsaws invented and is hinky dinky still here? And I Googled Al from Home Improvement.
Google says, I don't know. Oh my gosh. Well, anywho, there's hinky dinky.
Yeah.
It still comes up. Supermarket. Let me see.
So yeah, I had some great conversations with some guys in the hot tub there at Park Avenue. And I bet they probably thought I was just the biggest dick tease. And I didn't do anything. I'm like, whatever. I was just sitting there for hours talking in the hot tub. This dark, seedy hot tub. Just
was
talking.
There music and strobe lights?
Yeah, low music.
Glowball.
Right. They're like, who is this guy? This mysterious, hard to get. What? I had no clue. Just having great talks.
So hinky dinky, I guess it must be gone now.
That's too bad. What was Hinky Dinky? Was that like two guys named Hinky and Dinky and they made a grocery store?
Started by Jules, Henry, and Albert Newman.
Hmm.
And then their cousin Ben.
That doesn't make
in 1925 in Omaha.
I can't twist that to be Hinky Dinky at all.
And we had Piggly Weekly here apparently at that time.
Yeah.
And so they said, another supermarket chain already existed called Piggly Wiggly, and they were hoping to take advantage of the public's affection for a cute name.
Oh, okay.
And that's when they came up with Hinky Dinky.
I don't mind Hinky Dinky. I like it.
And apparently there was a song in World War One called Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous.
Okay.
That's where that came from.
Interesting.
I did not know that.
How infectious is the Baker's TV commercial song? You probably don't even watch ads on TV anymore.
No, I don't.
The low, low, low. You don't even know?
No.
Yeah. It's one of those ones where it's all like cartoons and the first guy in there and they're looking at, you know, prices and the prices are low, 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 whatever. It's so infectious.
Can you find it?
I'll look for it. But what I love about it is the guy was drawn with cartoon. He's wearing Crocs and socks.
That's crazy. Okay. Now I'm looking at here. Hinky Dinky. I'm just reading some other things. Did you know Hinky Dinky showed up in Better Call Saul? Season 2, episode 6.
No, I did not.
Says the character Kim Wexler mentions the chain. She said that if she didn't leave her hometown, she would probably be married to the guy that ran the town gas station and maybe worked as a cashier at Hinky Dinky.
What?
That's what they think of us around here, though.
Right. I know.
I know.
I know. It's frustrating.
That's crazy. So it doesn't really say much more, though. That's interesting.
All right. So I'm connecting here. Okay. I think so. There we go.
You got it?
I don't know. We'll find out. If it plays, then yes. Okay, so this guy. See, and I'll try to show you the... See, here's this.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's... fresher than fresh?
No, I'm going to be singing this all the
time. Wait, here's it. Personalized coupons on top
so
of weekly sales and rewards like fuel points.
Wait till you see the Crocs
prices
guy.
Prices that are lower than the everyday low. So go ahead, get lower than low.
Yeah, there you go.
Kroger, same. Fresh for everyone.
Every day when I hear that, because I see it probably every day, I sing it for the rest of the day.
I don't even know what those people are called. They're like claymation, kind of.
They're like, yeah, I don't know. Animatronics? They're
something
not.
Something like that. That's good.
Well that was an absolute, talk about stew.
Well, yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
Cleaned out the fridge again.
We did. Got dirty in 24 hours. All right. Keep your text
you're welcome,
coming.
Bakers.
402. Yeah, right? Nobody listens anyway. My mom already goes to Baker's. So thank you guys for listening to our podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. Right here.
Yeah. Pat and JT Podcast, a Hood at Media Production.